Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
Your favorite girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. Beware, I'm a beautiful nightmare. Hi, I'm excited today. I'm excited every day. But however, I'm especially excited because I'm really a mama's girl. You know, it's all about my mama. But today, I'm going to go spend some time with my dad. And I guess now my dad is girl too. So that makes me worse. Because I'm his only daughter, so now I'm a mama slash daddy's girl. I used to be a grandmama and granddaddy's girl, an uncle's girl, an auntie. I mean, damn. You know what I'm saying? However, welcome to High Top Radio World. Welcome to High Top Radio ATL. I want to welcome our new listeners and tell the old listeners, thank you for listening in again. Shouts out to the UK, shouts out to Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Turkey, India, France. Make sure I ain't forgetting nobody. Shouts out to you. Shouts out to you. Shouts out to you. I don't know. Oh, okay, okay. I'm in here by myself, so you know, I'm a little tossed up. You know how I get. I'm sober, though. I am sober. So, whatever happens, just know it wasn't rehearsed. Nothing is never rehearsed. Shouts out to the other co-hosts, JD, the Black Clark Kent. Shouts out to Fat, Polo the One, T, a.k.a. the Professor, Sean, DJ Sweet, Big Feezy, MC Swerve, live from the fucking frat house. Murder Mall, go easy on them. Shouts out to Mama Rossi. Shouts out to Juicy, because she been hanging with us these last few weeks, you know what I'm saying? So I got to start giving her some kind of recognition, you know what I'm saying? Because Juicy been hanging, you know what I'm saying? She been calling, checking in, doing the damn thing. Shouts out to our associates, Twin Folks, Bread Brothers, DJ Brad, Backbone from the Dungeon Family, Lenny Mack from the Affiliates. Shouts out to our promoters, APGME, Apple J, YOLO Entertainment, David, Freak Nigga, what's going on, JK Jones, Ill Fam, what's in my low, Polo, MPM Entertainment, Trendsetter, Young Trendsetter, continue to be the trendsetter that you are. Six Figure Promotion, Twin Productions, Divine Elements, that's that weirdo Fred Starworth, and my partner, Reginald Johnson. Shout out to Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, Wallace Barner, that nigga Wallace Barner over at Dub Beats. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? That my little brother. You know what I'm saying? I mean my blood brother, literally. Look him up on Facebook. You can look up Young Trendsetter as well. What's going on, Jock? His cute ass. Jock with his fine ass. Femi with his chocolate ass. Over at Kings of Entertainment, what's going on? Them my boys, too. Shout out to Power Moves. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers in the world. Those that are biological, those that have adopted, those that are stepfathers. Happy Father's Day. If you have any info you want to send us, anything you need to email to us, send it to hottalkradio@gmail.com. If you don't know how to spell Hot Talk Radio, get a dictionary. Google it. Make it easy on yourself. Join our Ning page. It's continuing to grow daily at hottalkradio.ning.com. Join our fan page on Facebook. Search Hot Talk Radio. And you can stay updated and current with all our events as well as our Ning page. The Ning page has an added perk, though. You can actually access the radio station from there. And the music from our different artists and affiliates is also on that Ning page. There's also much I do from the fan page on the Facebook. However, if you want to look for my fan page, my personal fan page, you can find me on Tags. I'm also on Facebook as Tequila Lady Libra Barner. But I'm on Tags as Lady Libra number one. And so is Mama Roxy. Just search the name. If you want to stay current with the events that Apple J and YOLO Entertainment and APGME host, you can search us and find us at Yacht Party Boys with the Z. Ning.com, and also join freaknickatl.ning.com because JK Jones has a whole list of shit planned because Freaknik is not just a one time in the spring event. He's taking his shit year long and it's here forever. So if you want to stay current, join the Ning page. He got so many pages. I just said, fuck it, I'm not joining no more. I mean, I've never seen anybody with like 30 different websites. You know, it's like, and it's like thousands of people on all of them. So I just said, fuck it. I'm not joining no more. I just sent out that one because if I start trying to tell you, you know, I get sidetracked easy. Even when I'm sober. I'm even worse when I'm sober. Anyway, like I said, now it's time for me to go into my little birthdays for the day. And that's nice. People got birthdays on Father's Day. Happy birthday to my tag friends. Kay Byrne, the Gemini. Kel C. Then we got King_Chris. Then my Facebook friends' birthdays of today is Chanel Van Tilman, Saiji Holloway, Eugene Vasquez, Philip Stevens, that's that dude over there for you. Sky Brown, Tracy Dacus, however, Yolanda Bryant, and for those who have birthdays tomorrow, on my tag page, The Chosen One, George, E.O. Child, Jay, and Roy C. Gentleman. From the Hot Talk Radio Ning page, birthdays tomorrow, Stephanie Marshall. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Let me make sure I'm where I'm supposed to be. Okay, so now, today is Sacrifice Sunday. And today is what the world calls Father's Day. But anybody that knows Lady Libra, I'm forced into this, but I really think that every day is Father's Day, every day is Mother's Day, every day is every day. I really don't feel like that I should have to wait to one time of year to tell my mother that I love her or show her something, take her out to eat, my father, grandparents. But it's nice that the world acknowledges those, you know, those days. But however, people, I want you to always remember that no day is promised to anyone, and to live every day, like it's your last. Because believe it or not, one day it will be. And to cherish every moment in this world, because those moments will never come again. I can't see tomorrow again. I mean yesterday. I can't see yesterday again. I can't see yesterday tomorrow. So I need to live every day like it's my last, because I may not get a chance to do what I could have done today tomorrow. So, yes, it's Father's Day, and I'm happy, and I'm, you know, I thank the world for the little holidays, but live every day like it's a fucking holiday. I want you to call your damn daddy tomorrow. I want you to call his ass Wednesday. I want you to call your mama Friday. I want you to call her every day. I don't want you to wait till the holiday to do something special for somebody. Don't wait till Christmas to buy me shit. If you see I need something, get it for me today. I might not live to see, make it to Christmas. Do you know how many people wake up and be like, damn, if I could have or if I would have known, you never know. You know what I'm saying? So however, live every day like it's your last, because one day it will be. For those of you all that called your father today, I want you to call him tomorrow. I don't want you to stop. Now, I'm not necessarily guilty of that, but I do understand that some people look forward to these holidays, and you know what I'm saying? They be sad when you don't reverence them on them. So however, I indulged him and went over there, but I talk to him the same way and treat him the same way today that I would any other day, because I love him. He means the world to me, and I'm thankful for him. And if you go to my page, you'll see I look just like him. So you know he made a bad mama jamma. So you know I'm really, you know, thankful towards him. However, Murder Maul, you going easy tonight or you going hard?
I'm chilling, man. It's Father's Day. What's good with you? I see you long-winded tonight.
Okay. Now, I'm going to have to call in a minute because my speaker acting a fool. I can't hear shit, but it don't matter. You still talk because the world is listening. Now, Juicy, what's going on with you?
Hi, Talk Radio. Happy Father's Day, everybody. It's all over.
Okay. What's going on, Swerve G?
What's the goddamn deal? You know, I'm live from the frat house. You know what I'm saying? Juicy, what it is. Happy Father's Day to me from you.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, cause some mother's father too.
What's going on, sweet?
Yo, what a do, huh? What a yo.
All right. Well, you know we got a, you know, special show going on tonight. Excuse me, people. Let me finish with my introduction, because you know my first song goes at 9:15. I got 1 minute to get the introduction out for tonight to get everybody in gear. And we still going to hot talk it, but you know what I'm saying? We're going to, you know, reflect on the fathers today, because it is Father's Day. Reflections of a father's love. We know, yes, today will be a different show. That's what we do. We are bringing something new just for you. Happy Father's Day, world. Topic: what are some of the greatest memories with your father that you have with your father as a child? What makes your father so special? What are some of the things that your father did that you find yourself doing? What would you like to tell your father if you had the opportunity to? Do you play both roles in your household? Do you feel that you are a better father than your father was? Stepfathers and heart fathers, stand up. Sherrod Berkeley is one of them. And for those of you all that know me, know that's my adopted children's heart father. However, now, shout out to the men that don't have any biological kids, but have adopted or provided for those kids without fathers. Yes, we have hearts here at HTR, and tonight will be a hot show as usual. Let's go.
Disagreed
WHTR. Yeah, something new for everyone to listen to. Y'all didn't know that Celine Dion had did that as well. You know what I'm saying? We, of course, Luther did a hell of a job with it, but Celine Dion did it too. And I'm a Celine Dion fan. I'm not like the average person. I like all kind of music. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was something different that I found and I wanted to play. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to hit you with the Father's Day music today. But however, that was Celine Dion for those of y'all who are not familiar with her. Murder Mall.
What's up with you, Mom?
Oh, you all right?
I'm right here.
Juicy, you all right?
Yeah. Oh, Juicy. What's up,
Juicy? Swerve, you going line to line or what?
Oh, man, I'm in the frat house and it's out of control. I'm trying to contain myself. It's Father's Day. All the shit off the chain.
All I live, I'm going to have to get on the switchboard because, you know, my secret, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I really don't get this system. I just don't understand
it. Me either.
And it's not my speaker because I listen to the speaker all day. You know what I'm saying? All day.
Oh, yeah. Speaker box.
You're not wearing later than me, bro.
Hold on, Juicy, because I can't hear you. Juicy, I can't hear you. Hold on.
Don't worry about it, Juicy. I hear you, baby. You go ahead. Talk to daddy.
Word.
What's happening, my boy?
I'm chilling, man. Happy Father's Day to you, boy.
I know that's right, my boy. And appreciate it.
Yeah.
You ain't got no little ones, do you?
Ah, man, you know, I be sonning these dudes, though, man. So, you know, I'm like a father.
I know that's right. Everybody needs that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If the biological ain't a real nigga, then they gotta go with the next best thing, and that's just a real nigga off the top. You know what I'm saying?
I had to do it. Shit. I'll be the nigga they could look at.
I saw that you googled your dad, man, and called him have a quality. That's a real shit.
Yeah, that was real, man. I woke up like 8:30, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, dag, I ain't talked to him probably in about like 7-8 years, you know. You know, we all had that off and on relationship all our life, you know, he wasn't there. They probably got a divorce and I was like 2, you know what I'm saying? So, it was cool though, man. It was a good conversation, man. Got a chance to chop it up.
That's what's up, my nigga. Shit. Ain't nothing like that shit, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because whatever happened in the past, you know what I'm saying, as we get older, we realize, man, a lot of times we end up finding out that we just like them niggas for a lot of points. You know what I'm saying?
Just like the nigga. I'm talking about.
Yep.
Just like that shit so scary, but, you know, hey, that's where I get my shit from.
Yes, sir. Yeah, me and my dad fell out for a little. Me and my dad fell out for a little while, but yeah. At the end of the day, man, me and my dad just like we're one of the best friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's up? All this echo and stuff.
Yeah. Whatever.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you
got that echo shit going on.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, you echo.
You still echo?
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, this system is really driving me fucking insane. And I'm not trying to be cussing like this, but I'm pissed off because I've been talking to y'all for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't hear you. I mean, you weren't talking about them.
You
yeah.
don't respect me because I'm a father.
Congratulations. It's a boy.
So start no shit with me.
Whatever.
Is Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker?
I ain't even got no speaker.
I do.
I said, I ain't got
y'all
no feel.
Y'all open up Mama Rogers.
Tell her to go home. What's wrong with her house?
Okay, let's get this.
Lights off.
Because it's going to be time to go to another breaking thing. Okay. Now, I'm over here with my daddy today. And he, like, absolutely don't see any reason to turn music down. And this has been all his life because he's a musician and a producer. So he thinks the music's supposed to be up all the time. So, of course, I get in my truck and my 212's about to bust my head open. And then I realize that's where I get it from.
Say, Lira.
What?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
Okay, that means you can hear me. Then that means you know your Buddha's saying.
Don't be so stupid.
On Father's Day, I wanted you to clean that up.
Don't talk to me like that because it's so stupid. We got a caller.
I would have thought you would have cleaned that up for Father's Day.
Be quiet, man. Hi, 904.
Hey, how are you?
Fine,
you said. Hello to everybody. I'm doing good. My name's Keita. I'm calling. I'm from New York, but I'm in Jacksonville now. I'm calling to give a shout out to Swerve G. I am his son's mother, and I am currently stationed in Afghanistan. And I'm actually home visiting, and this is my time to let him know that he's doing an awesome job helping raise our son. While I'm deployed overseas, he picks up, you know, so many females that are doing the mother and a father role, and he's doing the father and a mother role. So he's always there for anything that Neil needs, anything that little Neil needs to attend, he's always there. Just want to let him know that I appreciate him from the bottom of my heart, because Lord knows I couldn't do it without him. Shout out to the radio, to you guys, because y'all are doing the damn thing. And I guess I'm going to have to try to listen in from Afghanistan.
Yeah, you can. I got people listening over from everywhere.
Yeah,
you can listen.
Because you keep it all the way live, honey. I heard you the other day. I was like, wow, real talk? Okay, then.
don't tell her that, Keita, because it blow her head up. Don't tell her that.
My head out of
here.
Uh-oh.
We like to keep it real with on here and tell the scene shit.
I've been crying.
You was keeping it 100. You wasn't cutting no corners at all. You keep it real with the ladies and the guys.
My mama gave him a beautiful shout out. She's loving the show. It's awesome. Mama Rasta just checked in.
Yeah, hey, that's what's up. I swear it was a good young man from back in the day. Glad you're going on, man. Thought you well, son.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing a wonderful job with all the teams, so that's great.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm a wonderful person to work with outside of his mouthpiece. I'm planning on cutting off when I do see him. Because for those of you guys...
You're
echoing
like a
microphone.
You took shit together.
I'm sorry. Okay, is that better?
Just shit together. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now, however... For those of you I don't know, Swerve and DJ Elliott are in Florida. So, we working together from two different states, and we work so well together. But when I do get him in my face, I'm going to slap him. It's going down. Because, I mean, he be handling me over the air, and I ain't going to be handling him. I'm so glad to meet you. Feel free to Swerve, give her my phone number because she could call me.
Yeah,
I'm not having her call you. You don't be talking about nothing.
Yes, I do. I gotta enlighten the ladies.
Nobody wants your ragged ass advice.
You better shut the hell up because you know my advice is the best advice you could ever get. You know what? That's messed up because I don't even talk to you like we. I be like,
your advice don't be hitting no shit.
Whatever. Just mad.
But I'm home for I'm on vacation for a month. So I'm gonna call in on I'm gonna listen to the rest of this show, but I'm gonna call in on another show and I'm gonna start saying my little piece.
Feel free because we got thousands and thousands of people just like to listen. And they be like I'm gonna stay back and listen and learn. You know, I ain't gonna step in. Nobody but great job, DJ. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. I'm like, what the hell? I don't got my fucking. Hold on, sir.
Sir.
You know what I gotta do? Hey, I'm gonna pull you in the private room because I got a problem right now. It's up, YHR. I hope this is the right song, but I'm gonna try it.
Keita, appreciate you, girl.
Oh,
no,
it's
the wrong
song.
Jamie.
I blame Feezy. It's Feezy fault.
You blame Feezy all.
Cause he not here to DJ. He got me doing all this by myself.
Man, y'all niggas taking Father's Day off. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
No, he didn't tell me that. And just
I
for
know.
That, his ass is rolled up.
Whatever. I won't sign it.
Yes, you will. How much you want to
pay?
He gonna sign up his own write up.
Put that on everything. Put that on everything, and I won't sign that bitch.
I bet you you will.
Yeah. Over my dead body.
What else?
Exactly.
By the time you get this letter, I might be doing better. It's kind of hard trying to survive in all this crazy weather. Everybody wants my love, everybody's calling my name. But in the midst of all of this, I can still hear you say, oh,
some walk up right and straighten your tie.
You don't want one of them good jobs to pass you by, no.
Don't act no fool, I'm watching.
And now that you're gone, it still feels like you do. I wish
you were here to see the things I've done. I wish you were here. You'd be so proud of your son. I wish you were here to celebrate.
Ask me, is it lonely at the top, or do I find comfort in all the things I've got? Well, these cars keep me moving, these planes keep me high, $1 million home, but I'm barely getting back home.
I miss our cars.
Whoa.
What did you used to say?
Used to say.
Things got hard.
Hard on me.
Oh, and then those walls.
Then those walls.
It's just a simple thing.
We still do all of this, but only in my dreams. I wish, oh, wish you were here with me to see the things I've done. I wish you would be so proud of yourself.
Why can't you still be here with me?
Well, we all know that he wrote that for whoever, but it could fit in the situation. Whoever is playing that role in your life, it can be for. So I like that song. For those of you all don't understand me, I'm not to be understood.
You don't understand.
You did what now? You said what now? You did what?
I said, don't start with me. I'm in a somber mood over here. I'm reflecting. But nobody can ever understand your ass. So,
you better shut up talking to me. What the hell so damn funny?
Hey, cause DJ Feezy over here is out. Yeah, you hear him in the background? He been to call in. Feezy, they want you to call in.
He got the biggest write up. You know what?
He got wrote up, Feezy. He got wrote up.
And he gonna
sign
write
his
up
ass up. You know what? I am gonna sign that one. I am gonna sign the write up.
Thank you.
You're right.
Reflections
of
Father's
over
love.
Over my dead body. Yeah, me fuck
we,
up. Be
this motherfucker crazy. Reflections of a Father's love. We know. We know. Yes, today will be a different show. That's what we do. We're bringing something new just for you. Happy Father's Day, world. Topic. What are some of your greatest memories of your fathers as a child? And I'm tie-tongued. I'm crying. I want to beat the shit out of Feezy. I'm going to do it. What makes your father so special? What are some of the things that your father did that you find yourself doing? What would you like to tell your father if you had the opportunity to? Do you play both roles in your household? Do you feel that you are a better father? You know what? I'm going to turn this shit over my mouth because I can't talk tonight. Do you feel that you are a better father than your father was? Stepfathers and heart fathers, stand up. Shout out to the men that don't have any biological kids, but have adopted or provided for those kids without fathers. Yes, we have hearts here at HGR, and tonight will be a hot show as usual. Let's go. You know, it's a broad topic tonight. You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate those that love to listen to us. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we play no games. But feel free to contribute. You know what I'm saying? To you know, get involved in the topic. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody can bear witness to at least one of those statements. You know what I'm saying? Mama Roxy checking in live from the Player House.
Yeah, what it do? Hot talk. This is Mama Roxy in the building over here across the motherfucking street. Today is just very, very sad for me. But I'm going to try to pull it through. So, you know, instead of me not calling in, I just, you know, I'm here, whatever. So I'm going to try to do the best I can tonight. What else you want me to say? Lord. You want me to keep talking? Murder Mall, I see you. Playing folks, shouts out to the South Side of the Shy. Shouts out to Phoebe, shouts out to Swerve. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Happy Father's Day to everybody in Turkey, Honduras, India, motherfucking France, Germany, all our people in the Great Britain, the UK. Shouts out to everybody over there. I don't know how you say Happy Father's Day in y'all language. Ooh la la la, Father's Day.
No,
I'm just trying. I'm trying to give it away to my family. Happy Father's Day to everybody. To those that have lost a father like I have. I mean, I don't know. Just try to get through it. My dad was everything to me, and you know he passed away. He'll be 6 years in September, so. It was a very somber day. I went to church. I said my little testimony or whatever. And, you know, I had to release my anger. I've been holding in for like 5 years. I felt cheated. So I let it go, and my granddaddy came over. And I didn't want to tear up on this thing, but it was nice. My auntie came over, and a lot of people came from out of town, and My dad's in the military, so we moved from country to country, state to state. I didn't grow up with my granddad. He was just saying how he, you know, loved us as grandkids and how he wished he was, you know, in our life a little bit more. So I told him it's all good. I'm 30 now. He here now. It's all good. And it was nice all the way around. I went to my dad's grave and I said what I had to say. But to everybody that do got their dad in their life or whatever the case may be, y'all just cherish the moment because, you know, my dad was 45 and it's just, you know, if I could bring him back, I'd tell him I love him. You feel me? It's just time is precious and, you know, it's all good. I mean, I'm good. I released what I had to say. You know, I feel like my dad's spirit with me. So to all dad that was like my dad that was in my life that stood up for being a man and taking care of his kids and in their life, that's what's up. I salute all the fathers out there, and that's just from my heart. You feel me? That's just what it is. Hot Talk Radio style is real. That's how we do. Stay from the heart. So I appreciate all my Hot Talk Radio family. Keela, love you. All y'all, Stevie, you know what it is. Word, Word of Maul, and Ken, Big, Major, y'all know what it is. And happy Father's Day. All y'all. Well, all y'all to say.
For sure.
Yeah, you know, Hot Talk Radio, nothing is with her.
You know we with you, baby.
Bring. You know what I'm saying? I told you all that from this day forward, you don't learn nothing else from Lady Libra, but you're going to learn to live each day like it's your last. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait tomorrow to do what you do today.
Yeah.
And you heard a testimony from Mama Rossi. My arch nemesis, my motherfucking dog, but she just told you what time it was from the heart. And I need y'all to, you know, understand that Hot Talk Radio was not just a hobby. You know, we are real. I don't know what you expect, but however, it is what it is.
Is that thing running over
there?
Hey, Mama Rising. What's she at? She stepped off for a second?
Hello. Hold on. Because, you know, we having technical difficulties because I am a technical difficulty.
Exactly. You need to get your shit together, Lexi, bro.
I'm telling you. God damn.
That's so fucked up. Now, Phoebe's standing over there grinning like a chess cat, and I'm over here doing everything by myself, and you won't sit up here and tell me what I need to motherfucking do? Fuck
at
you,
some,
and
some,
don't make me do this.
At some point in time, you got to get yourself together.
Die, hoe.
Get your little weak ass gun together. We're tired of hearing that shit.
Get another gun.
I'm telling you.
Nobody want to hear that.
Get your whack ass water gun together.
You going to respect me and my AK-47.
It sounds like an AK-35.
Lately, we're going to have an AK-47.
Turn your volume up, then, and it'll be louder.
That damn time for moving. Be ready for the show.
I'm telling you. That's what I feel about the whole thing.
My daughters did a tribute to their heart father, and it's on my page. Very, of course, you know, Mama had to help them out, but however, they were the inspiration behind them. They came to me and told me what they wanted to do. Shouts out to Sherrod Bunkley, Ben Hill, whatever. You know, that's my dog. We can't seem to get it together. But you know, he's all right. You know what I'm saying? My girls reverence him. So, therefore, I'm not going to knock they hustle or whatever y'all call it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it should be more men like him. My stepfather played a big role in my life, and he passed last year, my little brother's father. And so I'm a little fool because we buried him on this day last year. And, yeah. So, anyway, it's 9:45. So you know what time it is. You know what time it is. What time is it, Swerve? Why'd you say something stupid? Why'd you say something stupid? Swerve, what time is it? tell you the
truth. Now he the one not paying attention. He getting on you.
You know what I'm saying? That's a write up. And I'm gonna
so
need you
tired.
To sign off.
Just as tired as he wanna be.
I'm gonna
Phoebe
need
in
you
house.
To sign off on that write up because you know what? Murder Mall, you gonna sign it too. It's them goon affiliates. Some goon affiliates.
Hey, you already know, you know what I'm saying? My dudes, though, buying them 100%, paying attention or not.
You know what? On that note, I'm gonna let Luther tell you about yourself.
Who's going to tell me about myself?
AOR Music, First Listen.
When I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up as he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love my mother to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me.
Listen.
HDR for you. Ain't nothing about us rehearsed. How we bring it is how you get it. But you know, it's Lady Libra coming through your speaker. Mama Rice is here. The hosts are checking in slowly but surely. Mother's Day is such a grand day, and I'm not trying to take nothing for Mother's Day, you know what I'm saying? Because mothers play both roles a lot of the time. I just don't feel like we put enough emphasis on Father's Day. You can go to the store and you can see the difference in the gift, you know what I'm saying? You can look at the people that, how they, you know, the fathers just don't get the reverence that the mothers get. But we have to always remember that this is a man's world. You know what I'm saying? Woman was made for a man. You know, Lady Libra, I ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people cannot handle my train of thought. And the truth is the truth. And irregardless, Ma did something so grand today. Irregardless of what a person has done, who are you to judge? He got up and he called him. He said he Googled his father to acknowledge him today. Ma, I want you to acknowledge him tomorrow. I want you to continue. Because we can't judge anybody. You did what you were supposed to do. It ain't on you. I understand there's a lot of people carrying burdens and upset. But you know what? Hey, let he without sin cast the first stone. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to stop. We're going to have to let this shit go. Because it's people that wish they had the opportunity that some of us still have. I want to do a tribute to my my brother and my stepfather. My father is still alive, and we have a relationship that we are continuing to build. But however, like I said, shout out to the heart fathers and the stepfathers. Stand up, because just because you gave birth or didn't give birth doesn't entitle you or take that title from you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, some relationships don't work out, and stepfathers have to step up and take the full, complete role. And they deserve the same amount of respect and honor as the man that made you. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop holding all this and start realizing that, you know, one day it's going to be over. And what kind of regrets will you have? I don't want to have any regrets. But my little brother and my stepfather was a father that adopted other children. I was married, and everybody know that, but my ex-husband gave me an ultimatum. He told me either give back my children or lose him. And I chuckled my children. However, over the last 5 years, I met a person which was a friend to me. And for those of you all who question it, he's still my friend, who did not give me that ultimatum. You know what I'm saying? He told me, when I asked him, one of my daughters was being smart as usual. And he was like, look at her being smart. And I was like, whose child is she? But I was referring to, you know, she get it from her mama. And he told me, she's mine. And that's the role that he has taken over the last 5 years. So, however, you know what I'm saying, to my little brother a year ago, stay strong, young trendsetter. I wrote this a year ago for my father, my stepfather, you know, however you want to call it, the grand men in our lives, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Swerve. For your baby mama to call in and say what she said, that let me know I got the right people. We got the right people on our team. You know what I'm saying? Because the children, they didn't ask to come here. You know, that's the reason why I did what I did. You know, I'm full today. You don't like it, don't listen. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I come to you raw Tuesday. If I feel like it then, maybe we might feel like it then. You know, we'll take some vodka and try to get it back together. But however, a grand man. Husband, father, brother, granddad, uncle, and friends. My stepfather, Robert, carried these titles, so my condolences I must send. The battle that he fought was tough with a tremendous impact. He was strong and brave and still managed to keep his dignity intact. He was a man of great honor. He always remained cool. How? I would often wonder. Robert was a man's man. I never told him, but I was his greatest fan. I may cry, but I have no regrets. I always treated him with kindness and grand respect. No matter what I asked of him, his response was never no. He answered yes to Jesus when it was time to go. Robert meant more to me than anyone could ever know. He was the real Superman, and it wasn't for show. He saved my brother. He loved and adored my mother. He gave me my baby brother. Robert was special. He was like no other. He taught me so many important things. He even sung for me when I received my wedding ring. I know that you were tired and ready to go home. I saw it in your eyes. I heard it in your shouts and moans. You left us in the middle of the night. Some think it's over, but I know you won the fight. Being with Jesus and little Robert must be a feeling of ecstasy. Robert, I'm thankful to have another angel watching over me. Mama, stay strong, hold on, and shed your tear. The flesh may be gone, but his spirit will always be here. He worshiped the ground you walked on. He loved you inside and out. If he could have stayed, he would have. I have no doubt. Little brother, you were his shining star and his right-hand man. He will continue to live through you. I hope you understand. To the rest of the family and to all of his friends, Robert's journey isn't over. This is where it begins. However, it's been a year, and my little brother put on Facebook that he hadn't slept. But I just wanted to take him back so that he can get the strength that he needs. You know, because you can't give life back. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm asking everybody to put the selfish shit aside. You know, everybody got some damn pain. I don't know nobody that don't have any pain.
The pain is just...
And Maul put his foot forward, and he's moving forward. We got the callers online. The host are here. It's our 10 o'clock. We're going to go to our last song, and we're going to crank it back up and get it started. It's Father's Day. Today, tomorrow, and forever.
I remember.
All right, welcome back, world. Welcome back, HTR. I'm tossed up, but however, we're going to let Maul in. We're going to let Juicy in. We got some more callers that have called in. What's going on, 678532?
678532.
Who's that? I don't know. Swerve G.
What's happening?
You wrote up. That's what's happening.
Nah, what the fuck is going to happen? Y'all need to stop motherfucking muting me on this motherfucker.
Now, we're going to mute your motherfucking ass and blow you up if I have to.
Whatever.
Hello?
No, I don't even want you to call you no more. I want your baby mama to be a host.
Yeah, whatever. Ain't doing.
Ain't
doing shit without my consent. We didn't cut all this shit off.
Girl, don't believe that.
Come on, I'm on
air. You
know what? Put on
this echo. Exactly. Get your shit together. This should never happen when Feezy running.
Ladies,
leave.
Never.
How's that when you put a woman in charge and shit get out of control?
I don't even know why she's in charge of this shit with Father's Day.
Exactly.
Oh, see how y'all riding out on her? She can hear y'all? That's messed up.
It's not messed up. Stuff. I'm about the
bed. Hey.
Why can you hear me?
You know, she'll be back.
Unfortunately.
She'll be back to set y'all straight.
Shut up, sir.
Shit, I told him he was coming back.
What else?
Well, why she having that enemy to you guys?
Hey, you mute me one more motherfucking time and it's on.
Why she having the enemy so we gonna have a little thing? I'm gonna talk to you guys about my father. It's Father's Day. And everybody knows that this is a hard day for me and my family. My father's
so much echo on, we can't understand.
That shit sound like
yeah. Sound like you're in the Georgia Dome.
You echoing first, Swerve? Shout out to 843. Welcome. Enjoy High Top Radio. It's a special show tonight.
Shout out to Echo Red.
Wait a minute. Why am I trying to echo? Wait a minute.
Yeah, we didn't want the echo. Take us off.
You need to blame Swerve.
Blame
me. I mean, not Swerve, but Phoebe.
Phoebe don't even like you.
Phoebe don't do what?
He said he don't play with you no more.
Yeah, you be talking shit and all that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you be muting me and all that shit, man. Anybody with that shit?
Man, you woke up and everything.
I got people in Afghanistan trying to hear what I got this motherfucking say. My fans don't want to hear that. Hey, all my overseas fans, I need y'all to write in and tell them that y'all ain't with that.
Write in and tell them. Let's see what it's
for.
Or do you like your daddy?
Do I like my daddy?
Do you look like your daddy, nigga?
Yeah, I look like my daddy, and that nigga's the motherfucking truth. A real G, triple OG. I'm just like him. He just like me. What?
Damn.
Are you an Afghanistan?
You so silly. Now, Lady Libra, you know when I call in from Afghanistan, it's going to be a phone delay. You're going to have to get this echoing mess together.
I don't know what's going on. Let me see something.
Yeah, get it together. This never would have happened if Feezy was on.
Never. Never. Let it go on running.
Never.
Never.
You just say the shit one time.
Goon affiliated, lady.
earth, earth, easiest, easiest, so, so.
Oh, that's fucked up. Lady Lee,
I'm going to need you to get it.
Hey, this person is checking out, out.
Oh, shit.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it
still
going? Yeah, they're going on, on. What is going? Oh. Sound like we had the steam ring. We're going to crank it up.
Some bullshit.
Let's go, 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 go.
She's trying to fix it. You making it worse,
guys. All right, how's the car? Ready? Let's see how big the car is, bro.
Everybody's
like a
call back
here. Uncle Will. It's time to put the face up, man.
Everybody's ring up and call back in.
Oh, we ain't doing all that. Whatever.
That's it. Call them back.
We'll call back Tuesday.
Because if not, the show is going to echo the whole time.
Echo these.
Get him, girl.
Echo, echo, DG.
You know what? Only an HR people. We have a swerve of a technical.
Girl, you got some clowns on this. Lately, we got some clowns on this show.
I know. You need to do something about this shit.
Do something about these.
He just makes me laugh. And then all of you guys got me laughing.
Nigga, I just told y'all to hang up the call right there.
Then why you still on the phone? Get off!
I might forget.
I'm talking about
these. Yeah. I don't think I got the number. I'm out. Hello.
BCK.
What's good? What's good? It's BCK taking me in. What's good, everybody? How y'all doing?
We catching hell. The system is just making everybody echo. It's Father's Day. We trying to acknowledge these fathers out here. What's going on with you?
Oh, man. You know, I'm a little killing out here politicking, man. What's good, man?
You know, it's Sacrifice Sunday, and we have a reflection of a father's love. You know, Maul did something, you know, that took a lot of heart to do today because he Googled his father to wish him a happy Father's Day today.
Oh, that was up, man. That was up, man. I commend that, man. That was good. What you do for your father, Q?
I went over there, cussed him out. I just went. He was getting on my nerves. He wanted to keep playing out his loud music and shit. And then I realized, damn, I do got 212s in my car. So I see now, I got his head wrong.
Yeah, I just took my dad. I said, have a father day, nigga. And live like that.
Okay. Dig that. Sean?
Yes?
Okay, we trying to see if we can, if the echo is going to calm down. Cause, that was a bit much earlier.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
What's good? What's happening?
Pretty much. Well, I started off telling my story. God, it was a weird happy Father's Day. Last Sunday, before I called in, I think I told everybody that I went to my door. My dad, great. My dad passed 6 years ago. Father's Day and his birthday is kind of weird because it's not that we're not over the passing of death. It's just the fact that you only see the chance in the beginning to get a father like mine. A lot of people know that my dad was not my biological father. My dad actually met my mom when she was 7 pregnant with me. And I was it was a blessing because he even went to the hospital to see me be delivered. And, you know, through all the hard and trials that I ever went through, he was always there. You know, it was a hard day for me. It was a hard day. The true test of a man is his greatness and the love that he can give, and he doesn't mind sharing. My dad never looked at me as his stepchild or not his team. He looked at me as his child. And sometimes you take that for granted or you put it to a test. One of my greatest tests and testimonies is that one day my father, when I went away to school, when I first stepped on South Carolina State team, August 16, 1995, I never forget that day. I reluctantly didn't send my paperwork in on time. And when I did it, my financial aid and my loans and stuff did not all the way process through. My dad loved me so much. Y'all know my dad did. My dad pulled out his checkbook and he wrote a check to the school of $10,000, man. And you know, a lot of people say, oh, that's monetary. I know who my biological father is. My biological father, he wasn't near an actor, but he was in my life. But my dad, he showed his love for me to know that he wanted his child to have an education. He wanted his daughter. I was his first daughter. You know, my mom, I mean, we are blessed. I mean, my mom never had to have another daughter, even though I have a younger sister. But my dad, my sister's 7 years younger than me. So it was an obligation that she had to fulfill. It was something, it was a gift to him for being a great man. But February 22nd, 2004, I lost my father. One of the craziest days of my life. I quit my job to take care of my father, and it was a blessing. I learned so much from him and about him during that time. But, hey, to everyone who has a father, I ask you guys to take advantage of every moment that you can with that person. If he's not a good one, hey, you just, I don't believe it, but, I believe you just go here and pray about the situation, let it go. It is what it is. To those who have a father and who just don't want to step up to the plate, me and let me let you know something. If you're not able to take that consideration of your child and mind, it's fine. But please do not get fretted or bewildered if someone else does. I tell you to take advantage of being a dad, being a dad. My daughter's father, he has a situation. But he told me that he really truly loves my daughter. He put her first. It's Father's Day, and this man called me and told me to come get some stuff for my child. You know, we're not on the best of terms. But, hey, I really appreciate that. I really appreciate you taking the time to say, it's not about me. Me being a father is not about me.
That's what's up. We're going to go to this song that I feel like I want to play. Because, we got memories of just being back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Jerome, put on that Bobby Womack.
No, girl, I want to go way back. Oh, yeah, check this out.
Back in the day, when I was just a little nigger, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mac a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas, singing the blues, that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. saying yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that. Then he get mad and wanna scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on the bike to play hide and go get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows. Then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old and too cold to hack it. Threw on a bomber jacket. You could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport me cake. And all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings to it, like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
And everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Back
but
in
some
the
days,
days
I sit and wish I was a kid.
I'm still back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88. That's when my crew and I were in junior high in seventh grade. I hated school.
Wish it had blown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys like for the boys basket weave, Nike Cortez and footsie socks and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops. And it don't stop. I'm glad cause when JJ Fad did Supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans. And it seemed like the masses of Fuji's had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits and the boomers with the fat laces, cause it was either that or K-Swiss. I missed those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone. And I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
And everybody say,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Back in
some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the day.
When?
Back in the day.
Well, it's the niggero. I figure that now I'm all grown up because I'm 18 years old. And guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job and crew steady mobbing. You steady bobbing your head and I'm paid, so I got it made. But didn't always have clout. Used to live in South Central LA. That's where I stayed and figured a way out. I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag. But now I'm first, so
way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And
again.
Everybody
back in
say,
the days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid
and
anymore.
Everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was
when.
A kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was
way
young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid.
Well, welcome back, world. BCK, Sean, you there? Juicy, Swerve.
Yeah.
BCK.
Hey.
Can you hear me? Swerve, can you hear me?
You know I can't with the motherfucking Dilly.
Nigga, I ain't speaking to you right now. Shout out to 904. Let's bring them in and see what's going on. Welcome, 904.
Oh, it's Keita.
Huh?
It's Keita.
Oh, okay.
So this 904-536. What's happening, baby? This Swerve. What's happening?
Word.
Thanks for bringing me in, Hot Talk.
Who is that? All mics are open. Nobody's mic is closed right now. Murder Mall?
Thanks for having me on, Hot Talk.
Who are you? Who is this? Why? Clay B. That's Clay B. I'm trying to touch my back in my food tonight.
I know it. You acting a fool, too.
Who are you?
Oh, not a traffic jam. You got to be shitting me. That's some bullshit.
I'm Robin checking out everybody. She wanted to me to tell everybody. She said good night.
Who's that? Mama Rising?
Yeah.
Tell her we say good night, sweet dreams. Keep it dry.
Good night, Mama Rising.
Who is that?
That's our secret guest host.
That's our secret host. Well, you
that's
know
that's
I
right.
Like,
Slim Jim.
I don't like this.
You can't be shooting our secret guest host. Look how hospitality is that.
Yeah, Hot Talk. Come on, Hot Talk. Don't do it like that. This Slim Jam. What's going down?
Who is
that's
it, Clay D?
That's
Slim Jam. What's good?
That's Clay D.
Is that Clay D, Sean?
No, that ain't Clay D.
Well, who is that?
Who is that?
It's Slim Jam.
It's Slim Jam. You can't hear it. It's Slim Jam.
Slim Jam. That's right. Slim Jam.
He trying to let y'all know he's Slim Jim in the mode.
Hey, Jim slimming it.
Jim slimming it. You know what it is.
I mean.
60 seconds of fury, baby. 60 pumps in 60 seconds.
Oh, nah. Sorry that. Started a 2 second pump. I'm trying to see.
I see you, Paulo. Your hand ain't up.
What juice is that?
I don't know what's going on tonight, because I've been saying it by the name, but and the mics are open.
Oh, I be missing juice.
And you sound like you're drunk. Hello?
Hey, stay out of my personal life.
This is Hot Talk Radio, and anything goes. What comes up is what comes out.
I want to know why I'm stuck in a traffic jam at 10:30 at night, and then I ain't in Atlanta.
I'm trying to figure out why you slurring while you talk.
Exactly.
Hey, that's what I do, baby.
He's an alcoholic.
Hey.
One for real.
Is that Sean?
Yes.
What type of panties you got on? What type of panties you got on?
Some boy shorts and a curtain. Why would I answer that question?
Sorry, you're out of control.
What? You're not?
Happy Father's
Day. No, I ain't out of control.
Yes, he is.
Yes, you are.
Y'all don't know me.
Who are you?
You don't know nothing about me.
I do.
I just put on a new watch. My son just gave me, so I'm acting brand new.
Yeah.
And I got on my brand new Kango, so you definitely don't know me tonight.
I see.
Who bought a Tampa Kango?
Nigga, my son. Nigga, what?
Lord have mercy. What is your
my son
today?
Keep me fresh, baby.
No.
Last year was the smell good. This year is the motherfucking timepiece and the loaf and the hat. You know what I'm saying?
No, nigga, let mama need the house. Uh-uh. Never.
You don't need to talk about nothing. She don't even need to talk to you about nothing.
Why is he so drunk?
Call me. Give me a number. Call me. We're going to play this
for what? Your number disconnected.
Your baby mom, call me.
She can't dial long distance.
I'm here. Baby mom, call me.
She can't dial long distance.
I don't know why y'all don't want me to be meeting baby mom. I just...
Why are we the speaker?
I'm right here. You can't hear me?
Just call me and I'll relay the message.
Boo, call me. You hear me?
No, what you saying?
Call me, okay? Go in the private room with Lady Lee, but she's going to give you my phone.
Welcome 678532.
Keita, I'm doing it.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Nigga, you have horrible advice, Keita. Don't do it.
You know
what?
Fuck.
Eric, all the friends.
678532.
Hey, Lady Libra, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. Good. I'm just sitting back and listening at y'all. First of all, who the hell left you in charge?
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Whoever left you in charge, they did the wrong thing tonight. But y'all just telling.
Who
is your blood, Mike?
What's happening? You know, Feezy didn't check in tonight. I ain't heard from him. He going to be rolled up real, real bad.
Man, that's messed up. But I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers, to all those ladies out there that's being fathers. This is Mike from BTW, just checking in. And y'all crazy.
Y'all
are straight crazy. But y'all just chilling. Just hear you.
I'm trying to figure out why you say we crazy, because I need you to go in details and describe why you feel like we crazy.
Because you don't know what the hell you doing.
Why you say that? You talking about tonight or period?
You just don't know what you're doing tonight. All the echoing, and you just need to learn how to work the board. Pick up a trailer.
Talk to
me. But you're all right. But just wanted to call in and check in. Just say happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And just say that I'm listening to y'all. And y'all off the chain tonight.
We off the chain every night. You know what I'm saying? And all shows are on demand.
All right. Peace out.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Now we can bring drunk ass Swerve back in.
I know,
because
you know he was
going
drunk.
Miss Ray
swerving. Ain't mommy gonna call me.
Yes, I am.
He is so in here, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Swerve and protect.
Why are y'all letting him move?
Why did y'all let him move? Seriously.
He just wanted me to swerve and protect. I was about to Fast and Furious these niggas in this traffic jam. It was an 18-wheeler next to me, and my shit was a little bit short. I had to slid up under his shit.
Okay, we got another caller through that hand up, so hold on.
Throw him up.
843, welcome to HTR. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
What's your name?
This is Prince from Charleston.
Okay,
hey,
welcome to Hot Top Radio.
Your friends.
Welcome.
First time on. This is my first time talking to Lady Libra. Check her out. See what's up.
Good for you.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
I'm a little differently Lady Libra today. I'm a little bit turned down.
She real freaky.
What the hell that got to do with anything?
It's his first time talking to us. I wanted to let him know what you were dealing with.
Because anybody told you to say
that's
nothing.
Mom, please call me.
Look, Lady Libra.
I want someone fucking with me. You better shut the hell up.
Tell him like he tell you, stay out of my personal life.
That's my new co-host right there. That's my
whatever.
New co-host. You need to tell him.
Where Mike at? What my part of Mike? He's a new co-host that just came on.
We're not worried about him. We're not worried about him right now.
Yeah. Whatever.
Hey,
y'all boy off
whatever. Hey, man, we so appreciate you calling in, boss. We appreciate you calling in, Reverend Hot Talk Radio, man. Enjoy yourself.
I'm talking to him right now. So tell me what you want to tell your father.
My father's deceased since 1990, so I want to wish everybody Father's Day, even the mothers who are fathers, taking the father role, with the, even though the no good men ain't not standing up to be men in their kids' life. So wish everybody happy Father's Day.
He's from North Charleston, too.
That's what I love, man.
I'm born from Trinidad, live in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Let them know. They try to act like they know you, boss. They don't know you. Let them know they don't know you.
What's up? One time call. Hey.
I cannot believe y'all acting like this tonight. Everybody's drunk but me.
Me either.
Please don't let me be your last time checking in, because this is not our regular show. They drunk because they emotional. You know,
this is a regular show. We keep it real, gangster.
Yeah, that's the only way to keep it real.
Exactly. I keep trying to tell them, boss. You know what I'm saying? They keep trying to mute me. They keep trying to mute me and send me to the sideline, but I'm the only nigga keeping it real tonight. You know what I'm saying?
And you
can't go out. Because he got his tango on, girl.
You know, exactly. And my new timepiece. Don't forget about it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm bringing it straight to Atlanta when I come in a couple of weeks.
All the shows are on demand, so make sure you visit the website, select you a show and enjoy. All of them are hilarious. Tonight is a different show because we have to acknowledge the fathers. We're having fun. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio, and do check in again. How did you hear about Hot Talk Radio?
I got an email for somebody.
Who?
From Lady Libra herself.
Oh, good.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's your email address?
It's jlsmalls@yahoo.com.
jlsmalls70@yahoo.com. How I get your address?
We met on a website.
Which one?
Tag. Split today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the bow-legged prince.
Okay,
then. Okay. Paulo, you a band fan tonight?
Huh?
No, I was talking to Paulo the one. Paulo.
There go that echoing again.
He wrote up to BCK. Wrote up.
I'm here.
BCK, yeah.
I'm here.
We can't write him up tonight, girl. He checked in.
I know.
He don't get to write somebody up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And we're going to force her to sign up on it while he's wrong.
What is that?
Swerve going to hang up on y'all, because I ain't with that mute shit.
You know what? When I'm trying to talk to
hey.
You shut the hell
up. Steve Hahn and Ricky Smiley never mute his co-host.
What happened?
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give a shout-out to Lil' Neil first. That's my son. I call him Snap. Give my little dog a shout out. He the next word.
Well, tell him to call in and host the show. He'll do a better job than you.
Oh, that man just got here and told you. You don't know how to run the show. What fees is it?
He woke the fuck up. That's where he at.
Ain't nobody signing it but you.
I'm finna call him.
He don't want to talk to you.
He ain't got to talk to me. He finna talk to my new
sister. He going to bed.
He
going to bed.
I don't even want you to call in no more.
All right, I'm out.
You better not have this phone.
All my new fans, y'all can find me at hottalkradio.net.
Did you be eating it?
Y'all can Google me, Hot Talk Radio. Swerve C. Leave a message.
I cannot believe I'm just allowing the show to just do what they want to do tonight. Genetic voice message system 40466120.
Don't say anybody. Let me let my dog fall up and ring out like that. Come on now.
Please record your message. When you are
out of control,
you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. That shit is funny, but it's fucked up.
Tommy, you better not call me in the morning, and don't call me on lunch, because your ass is rolled up.
He said, write these up.
God damn, he said, oh, I'm sorry, I ain't filed by now.
Okay. Hey, my son gave me one of them fingers with the number one dance shit on it. I'm hanging that shit from the rearview mirror.
You did
y'all niggas, that shit say you're the best, the number one dad on it. I'm hanging it from the rearview mirror. They got to get at me. Who on it? Hey.
Hey.
Where's everybody at? Hey.
What the fuck you talking about?
Where's Juicy at?
Hey,
do
you have
a problem?
Hi, Mike. I can't do the show without Juicy.
There she is.
Where's she at? Juicy.
Hi.
I've been needing you, Juicy. It ain't the same when you don't be here. Lady Libra be acting funny.
Y'all made my night.
I know that's right.
Listen,
I miss you so much. I love you.
That nigga so fucked up. He don't even know his name right now.
Girl, I know that.
I know my name is Swerve. Whatever. My name is Swerve. You know what I'm saying? And if you know me personally, it's Swerve G.
Yeah,
if you're nasty.
And see,
Swerve G, if you're nasty.
Your name is Swerve and Patek.
Whatever. I can't pretend motherfuckers be putting me on mute. I can't pretend you.
I couldn't hear for your big mouth drunk ass tonight.
You don't want me cutting all the callers off when they be trying to talk. You ask them a question. When they start answering, you start cutting them off with another question.
Who are they?
Yeah.
Who are
they? All our listeners. That's who's laughing.
Who is
it's
that?
It's cool though. I love you though. You all right with me?
You know you my dog now. Your baby mama done called me and told me about you.
We don't have baby mamas. That is the son of my mother. The mother of my son. That's not a baby mama.
Okay. Well, you know
we don't have drama.
And we say shit. Look. She all right with me. I ain't mean no harm. Shit.
Alright then, watch the song. Watch the song.
I done wrote her number down and everything. And got
whatever. No bother call. I'm going to change it tomorrow.
Change your number, girl.
I'm
going to change her number tomorrow.
Or call me at 678. We on air.
Whatever. Exactly.
No, I'm coming to make a road trip to Atlanta.
Be down now.
Don't hang out with him. Yeah, you're in all type of bad situations, Keita. Don't do it.
I'm gonna make
make a road trip while I'm home from Afghanistan.
Don't do it. Don't waste your time.
Lady Libra.
I hear you. See, this is too natural. He mad. He's not
going to
control the situation.
Kitty, she don't have your best interest in mind. She don't have your best interest in mind. Don't do it, Q.
Yes, I do.
Who's
out
here? Who's out here? Who's out here? Who's out here?
And I've got a
pair. I'm going to sit you down and let you listen to some of the older shows and let you hear the kind of type of advice she give. You ain't going to want to hang out with him.
Who, me? He must be talking about me. I can't stand him. You're going to love my advice. I learned from him now. Him and me. Now, you're going to love my advice. That's why you
I'm talking
about
the wife, don't you? Hey. Yeah. Don't follow none of the advice, Keita. Everything we work for, it'd be all be down the drain.
No, I would not.
Keita, you would love him more. Now, I'm going to give you good advice. I'm just going to show you how to beat him. Beat him. He need a whooping. He like that, too.
Whatever.
He like that kind of stuff for real.
Well, I got to tell my personal life. Don't tell my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Previous episode, freaky, weak.
Why y'all got to talk about how freaky I am? They ain't, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't even supposed to be talking about that.
I thought we were supposed to be confidential.
I thought all this was confidential. I thought this was a confidential talk show.
This is Hot Top Radio. Anything else? Let's get
it. I know, but y'all said, y'all said that the secret was safe with y'all. Y'all said the secret was safe with y'all. Y'all lied.
We can't help what everybody else say.
You're right.
I love you, sir.
All right, baby. I love y'all, too.
I already know.
That's my
I love you, sir. That's my boo.
I love it. I love
you.
I know.
And then I got the BC face, the black clock kidding this motherfucker. I'm well protected.
At the end of this plan, I'm going to be really
sure. I hope so.
It was supposed to be a sexual
sacrifice, Sunday. It's sacrifice. And I'm mad right now.
We need to pray. We need to pray for you, boy. Seriously. Lord.
Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Save yourself.
You need to go to Miss Father's house and let her lay hands on you.
Whatever. I already heard my song today, so I ain't worried about nothing y'all talking about. They sung in that church today and said he saw the best in me. You know what I'm saying? When all my people around me can only see the worst in me. I ain't worried about y'all.
You gonna sing
that
all
night?
Do you
what?
Tell her? Come on. Do you
don't,
tell her?
Don't make me. Hot Talk Radio ain't even ready for this. We be took a whole nother turn.
Well, everybody,
you know what I'm
saying?
We'll go from having Backbone on the show to Donnie McCurkin.
Oh, God.
Baby, we need to talk about where we're taking this thing, how far we're going to let this go. We've been here before. It's getting late.
It's getting late. Why you gotta be here beside me, watching, needing, wanting me? I'm afraid, don't be. I'm afraid, don't be. I'm so scared that you'll hurt me twice.
Listen, I've already been thinking about you in my mind far too often for you to be here at this time. See, one hand's on nine and the other's on my thigh. Look, I've already played with the idea of you being here in the morning, the position for the crack of dawn and the conversations before the yawning, but it's getting late.
It's getting late. Why you gotta be here beside me, watching, needing, wanting me? But I'm afraid, don't be. But I'm afraid, don't be. I'm so scared that you hurt me.
The day that the tears started falling, but now we're talking, touching, almost making sensual again. You can taste the familiar because the family are supportive of this moment that was meant by your movement.
It's getting late. Why you gotta be here beside me, watching, needing, wanting me? But I'm afraid, don't be. But I'm afraid, don't be. I'm so scared that you'll hurt me. Oh, baby, 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 baby
Well, world, it's Father's Day, and in one more hour, it'll be June the 21st, and it still will be Father's Day. So I want y'all to get up tomorrow and do what you did today all over again, because I told y'all earlier, we're going to make new habits. We're going to live every day like it's our last. Because one day it will be. I want to thank all the callers that called in, those that just listened, those that got in the conversation. I want to thank all the hosts that checked in tonight. Some of them checked in but didn't say anything, so I can't write them up like I want to. But I'm going to write, Feezy so wrote up. I'm tonight. And Swerve going to sign off on it. I mean, he so wrote up. I ain't even gonna say nothing else. I wanna just. Whew. However, thank all the promoters. We got 50 seconds left in the program. Same place, same time Tuesday. All shows are on demand. Visit the site, pick your show. Select play and enjoy. This Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. Ladies, keep it wet. Fellas, go deep. Lady Libra signing off.
Get ready.
Ha ha. Yeah. You done rocking with the best. Yeah. Hot Talk Radio. ATL's yeah. Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
See y'all, Lady Libra.